This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaOfHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, let's go right to him. Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald, Dolphins columnist, joins us this morning. Before we get into all this work and free agency and the draft and who's coming in and who's going out and everything else. Hey, Omar, I got to start with Javon Holland on you. Man, a lot of talk yesterday that I see people writing he could get up to 4-year, $80 million. He could get $20 million a year with about 40-something guaranteed that there's going to be a lot of teams. Is that going to be the case, you think, for Javon Holland?
More than likely, just because he's got a good agent. His agent generally gets people money and works with certain teams. He's probably going to go play for one of those teams that's going absolutely nowhere. But he's going to get the bag, and he's going to be responsible for laying the foundation and being part of the culture. I would be shocked, but then again, remember last year when I told you that Christian Wilkins wasn't going to be averaging $24 million a year? I thought that was ridiculous. Well, that was what Christian got. He makes $24 million a year. For the first 3 years of his deal, I really only count guaranteed money in contracts. Everything else is fake. As you can see, I expect a ridiculous amount of releases today, maybe the weekend, Monday. I think it's holding up free agency because I really – this is not a very good crop of talent in free agency. And the fact that it's not a good crop of talent, Javon is right there at the very top.
So I had some texts come in about Javon. I thought when Javon didn't get paid and they extended contracts to Jalen Ramsey and and obviously Tyreek Hill, I think he was a little salty. I think we'd all agree at that point. So what was his relationship with the team after that? Did you know, because people, I got text and I say he's always great with me, but I'm guessing he wasn't real, I'm guessing he was good with his teammates. I wasn't around that much to see that, but he couldn't have been happy with the GM and some of the coaches, right, from that stuff or no?
Understand that Javon's buddy in this game is Christian Wilkins. That was his big brother. That was his mentor. So he watched it happen.
Yeah.
Same agent. So he watched it happen the year before. So he had to take the same mindset. Now, also, I think it's very unfair for Dolphin fans to look at Javon and judge him based on the fact that, oh, he didn't give us his all, oh, he wasn't playing really hard, which are all fair criticisms. But think about it from this standpoint. Broke his hand in the season, played through it, suffered a knee injury, played through it, What more do you want him to do?
Well, I think the only thing I looked at, he just didn't have a lot of the numbers you're looking, whether it's more sacks or force fumbles or recoveries or, as you said, interceptions. Those are things, and it was kind of an empty sheet that way with 62 tackles. Yeah. But listen, I think he's a really talented guy. I mean, he can cover and he can do some different things.
No doubt. No doubt a really talented guy, but he expects to be paid like an elite safety. And when you look at Javon's career, Javon has averaged, I think he's averaged 58 tackles a season. And then when you extrapolate out his impact plays, he's given you 1.25 interceptions, 1.25 forced fumbles, 1.25 safeties. Not safety sacks. Like he's averaged like three, maybe four plays a season, and I'm sorry, that's not worth $20 million. That's not even worth $15 million. I probably put it on 12, but that's free agency.
Yeah,
I mean, when you look at the talent that's out there, he's one of the youngest guys out there. In free
that
agency.
Helps him. That helps him a lot, and he's athletic. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And a guy like Brian Flores, who is looking for a safety, might look at him and say, "Hey, this could be my finishing piece of my defense," and add him to Minnesota. I've heard Carolina. I've heard Jacksonville. Somebody's going to give him the money.
Yeah.
So, you know, and props to him. And the Dolphins, you want him to succeed because it's going to lead to a better compensatory pick. The bigger the deal he gets,
good point.
The higher
that's
the compensatory
a good point.
Pick
I
you're
did not
get.
Bring that up. That's a good one. Hey, I got to ask you about Bradley Chubb. It was good to hear. He's going to take and have a chance to get his money back. What'd you think about getting Bradley Chubb back?
When I see the deal, I'll know what to think. Obviously, it's him being shaken down, which we all knew was coming and going to happen. It's part of the game. Nobody cries for him, you know, and everybody. It's just the nastiest part of what we do and how the NFL works. Nobody twisted Miami's hand to sign that contract. But, you know, right now they've decided that they're not going to honor the contract. They're going to restructure it. I'm dying to see what it looks like. It hasn't been reported to the league yet. But, you know, props to him for helping the Miami Dolphins formulate a better team.
Let's get into the biggest needs as you're looking at this thing now. I'm guessing pass rusher, they're counting on all three of their guys, Chubb.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Jalen coming back and being 100% by the time camp rolls around, and also Chop. So, would you agree that's off the board as far as the top priority now with this team?
No, because they went into it last year where they wanted four, and right now you don't necessarily, and that's before
they got
Chad
a lot
Barrett.
Of needs, man. They got a lot.
No, Joe, you're asking me to take one off the board. I'm just telling you that it's there. It's still there. It's sitting there. They need three safeties. They need four guards. They need three defensive tackles. You know, they need and two inside linebackers. They need two running backs.
Yeah, two more running backs. Yep.
Yeah,
backup quarterback. And by the way, probably not only a veteran quarterback, but probably draft one to develop.
Absolutely. Yeah. No question. They're going to get a veteran quarterback, and they're probably going to draft one or have one undrafted rookie or maybe sign Huntley. I mean, I don't even know. I don't even know how I feel about signing Huntley, but right now you got nothing, so why not? Especially if you're going to offer him a minimum contract and guarantee him $500,000, what's the harm? Chris Greer generally likes to go into free agency trying to address every single area so that he can go into the draft and just select the best available player. If you do that, then you got to sign about 30 people because your roster has nothing on it.
Yeah, no, there's no question. Hey, so I want to ask you, we're talking about this with Kyle Krabs. I was talking. You think they big splash it with one guy? Could you see anybody getting 16, 17 million at any position that they really like and think can make a difference? Or you think it's more spread it out, lower base salaries?
Yeah. I think there maybe if there's one guy, maybe it's Milton Williams. They've coveted him for quite a while. I don't necessarily think that he's in their price range. But I think the best year that I think Chris Greer had free agency wise was last year. He just killed the second tier deals, and you know, he made it work with what he had. Now, did he hit a home run on safety? No, he whiffed on that one.
He had a good year with the Atlanta Falcons. The two guys he got from there, he did a, that was his best work. Calais Campbell and Jonnu Smith. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, but Calais wasn't even him. I don't even credit him with Calais, to be honest with you. I credit Calais with Calais because Calais could have got way more money somewhere else. It wasn't like the Dolphins outbid him. The relationship he had with Anthony Weaver got him here. If it's me and I'm this organization and I'm Mike McDaniel and I'm Steve Ross, I'm doing whatever I can to get Calais to commit the plan right now and sign the contract right now. I don't think there's anything you could do to make him do that other than maybe overbid, but if I tell you that Calais is going to sign for $6 million, your reaction is what, Joe?
I take him for $6 million for a year.
Yeah.
I find $6 million because he's important to the leadership. And when somebody gets a little hot-headed or a little pouty, he can defuse, when you're a little down.
He can defuse the situation, and he's so, so important. And that's what people don't understand, and I keep saying I'm going to write it. People don't understand how important Armstead and Calais are to Mike McDaniel's survival.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I wanted to ask you if I told you could have Kendall Lamb or Teron, which one would you want to come back to be a backup tackle if I told you you're going to just keep one of them? They could keep both.
Lamb is not coming back. Lamb is, if he's going to be playing, he's going to be playing in Carolina. He told me that. Teron has to come back in my mind, and you're going to have no chance without Teron, because Teron is going to be leading your offensive line room. He's going to be leading your offense. There's nobody on your team that can control Tyreek Hill other than Teron.
I've been saying that. Yeah, I realized that on the bus on a trip without getting into the conversation, because I got that. I got that he respects him, and then the stuff that happened at Super Bowl was real clear to me.
Yep.
That and obviously clear to you. I got to ask about Amari Cooper, Northwestern High School, looking for a fifth team. Any interest? He not the same guy he was, let's be honest, and he's had some dropsies too, but he's been a really good route runner. He does some good things. Coming back home to play on the cheap, is that something the cheap?
No, I don't think so. Right. I don't look at receivers as something that they're going to address. I could be wrong.
Matt Collins?
Oh yeah, give me Mac Hollins. Absolutely, no question about it. That Mac is you must have seen my notes, man. Mac,
I haven't seen you since your date. I haven't even got caught up with you.
Hey, you didn't ask, Joe.
No, go ahead. Get to Mac first before you get those beautiful ladies you show me. Go ahead.
Mac gives you that toughness. He gives you that specialty. Oh, Mac,
no question.
You need everybody in free agency should represent Mac Hollins. And if they don't, then I'm like, this ain't gonna work. Because Mac is a dog, and Mac gives you so many different things. He's not gonna be a star, he's not gonna put up ridiculous numbers, but he's going to bring you an intensity and a ferociousness that you are absolutely lacking as a team.
You remember his last play he played this year, touchdown in the end zone, great catch.
I don't remember the last play he played this year.
No, the Buffalo Bills against the Kansas City Chiefs. He makes a catch and beautiful catch over his shoulder in the end zone. Pretty good coverage, comes down with it, puts him right back in the game. Yeah.
I know exactly who Mac Hollins is, and he's not expensive. And
he loves it down here. I saw him at the DCC with no shoes on. I went, he's back.
Yeah, exactly. Mac, I mean, the fact that he lives down here, he was a starter for the Buffalo Bills last year. So I don't know if he, you know, absolutely wants to come back here because, you know, he's part of a winning organization. But and this is just me and in my dreamland, you need players like Mac. They set the tone.
I agree.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
No argument. So does it hurt him at all that he played, he was here with Brian Flores and not, does that come into play at all or no?
I think he had 1 year with Mike McDaniel. He didn't have 1 year with Mike?
Not sure.
I'm not sure, but you're making me second guess myself.
I thought he had, I'm not sure now either. You start those years when you get to be my age, that could be off a year. Hey, backup quarterback real quickly. Obviously, I know everybody's worried about the whole team right now, but you know, I can't forget Tua played 11 games and missed 6. So what's the backup quarterback? Who do you like that matches? I know everybody's already talked to Bevel and everybody about what's the right fit and how long does it take to learn this system and all those things. But who's that guy?
I think that guy's Jimmy Garoppolo. I think Jimmy gives you a level of savvy experience and leadership, and he knows the offense. I think you said it there. It's the key is to know the offense. If that's the case, then I'm going with Jimmy Garoppolo and Joshua Dobbs. I've been a big fan of Joshua Dobbs his whole career. Oddly enough, Joshua Dobbs and Jimmy Garoppolo are the same age. They're both 30. Now, if you want to go younger, you could definitely do that.
You got one or the other. You can't have both those guys. We got to get somebody else ready to go, one of those draft guys.
Oh yeah, but you could go Trey Lance or Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson is out there. He's going to be a free agent. I don't know if Denver's going to be, you know, really being a competitive to try to get him. And he's got a talented arm. Maybe it's just not been the right situation from a coaching standpoint. So if Mike wants a young project, he can go get one. With all he's got going on right now this year, the last thing I want to do is be developing a young quarterback, because it really doesn't matter. If you got to develop a young quarterback or you lose Tua for 6 games, your quarterback's focus needs to be keeping me at .500, because if not, everybody's going to get fired.
Omar, we were talking about this. Do you really believe that the GM and head coach are on a hot seat this year?
Absolutely. I think that the owner flat out said it. When he announced that, hey, the status quo will not do. Well, what's the status quo, Joe? It's the same old, same old. It's you know, not getting to the playoffs. It's, I think you need to have a repeat of 2023 in order for them to be safe.
And then you're telling me Tua's got to stay healthy for 17 to have any chance.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or you have to have a competent quarterback that could lead you to keep you 500.
Yeah.
And your season can. I mean, there's no denying the fact that when they lost Tua, they had the worst offense in the NFL.
Oh no, I saw it up close with you. Yeah, it was really bad. 9-10 points. It got really ugly. Hey Omar, thank you, man. How are we doing with the ladies though? Good? Everything's good?
We're taking a timeout, Joe. We're taking a timeout.
You weren't last time I saw you at the DCC, you weren't in a timeout. Your ass was, time to get out of here to go get on a date is what you were doing.
I went on my second date with her yesterday. And that was good.
Did you tell her you loved her and you'd like to see her and she's the one? Did you go that far? No.
You know what, Joe? I'm dealing with older women, and when you deal with older women, they're a little bit detached. So, you know, my therapist says I got to date older women. I think I'm going to abandon
that. No way. There's
no way. No,
you ain't changing. Your track record speaks for itself, man. They're younger. You're not changing. Don't tell me all of a sudden you need somebody to talk to and have grown-up conversation. Your ass like something hot to look at that you can chase around. No.
I have to be different, Joe. I have to start. If you want different results, you got to do different things, Joe. Now that's where I'm trying. So I'm still in a period of trying older. You know, we ain't going super old, but we're working hard to make sure that I'm with a more mature woman, a woman who doesn't think she's going to change me and force me to do the things that she wants to do, which is get married and have kids and all that foolishness.
No more kids. Yeah.
Omar,
thank you. I appreciate it. And thanks for that update. I feel better about your personal life right now. It sounds like it's going the right direction. Thank you.
Next week, you got to bring me in, Joe, so we can swipe together, okay?
All right. That's a date. That's a date right there. I like that. Thanks, man.
All right, talk to you later.
Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joining us. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning, man. There's a lot of work to be done, in case you didn't know. We just barely knocked on the door with getting this Dolphins thing figured out, and boy, they got a hit, man. They got a hit at a high percentage and give these coaches something to work with to upgrade this to get back in the ball game here for the playoffs. This is going to have to be a real good year starting in that front office, a really good year. Kind of like Michael Kotche at Choice Mortgage. He's always having a good year because the guy's really good at what he does. And he said, Joe, fixed rates in the fives, baby. Fixed rates right now in the fives, whether you're a first-time home buyer. He's got great program for you and get you the best rates. If you just were out looking on the weekend, found a place you like, oh, my God, we got to get approved for a mortgage real quickly. This is what Michael Kotche does. It's about great service. When you're Michael Kotche at Choice Mortgage, and you've been around here for 35 years, he knows a thing or two of putting together programs that are perfect for you to help you out. You've been self-employed and been declined by the bank. Got something for you, too. Google reviews. Check them out. Go to Choice Mortgage Reviews. Find out what the people are saying that have dealt with Michael Kotche at Choice Mortgage. And once you know the guy, you understand how good he is at what he does and how quickly. Because 7 days a week, you can always get a hold of Michael Kotche. Guy has no life. And it's not a shot at him. He just truly, his kids even go, you know, Dad, you have no life, really. Even though you got mom and stuff, you have no life. You're always working. You're always on that phone. Call or text him, 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almaced.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.